We will study the different properties of solids, liquids and gases. All matter is composed of very small particles called molecules. Now, nature of molecules, in case of solids, the molecules are very closely packed. There is hardly any space between them. So, solids have a definite shape and definite volume. We cannot compress a solid. Solids have high density. In case of liquids, the molecules are loosely packed and they have space in between them. So liquids can be compressed. They have a definite volume, but they do not have a definite shape. Liquids take the shape of a container. If you pour liquid in a glass, it looks like a glass. If you pour liquid in a bowl, it looks like a bowl. If you pour the same liquid into a bucket, it takes the shape of a bucket. So liquids do not have any definite shape, but they have a definite volume. And liquids have medium density. Gases. In gases, the molecules are very loosely packed and they do not have a definite volume. Why? Because they can flow easily and they take the shape of the entire container. Gases can be compressed to a much smaller volume. Gases have very low density. Because the molecules are so far apart, they keep on moving and hence fill up the entire space which is available to them. Next is your kinetic theory of matter. Please mark the definition. The idea that all substances contain incredibly small moving particles is called the kinetic theory of matter. Now, the main points of kinetic theory are given here. Please mark all the points. All matter is made up of tiny, invisible moving particles. These particles are actually atoms, molecules, and ions. Atoms are very small particles which cannot independently exist. Now, these atoms, they combine and form molecules. When atoms give away electrons, they change into ions. So, ions are groups of atoms which carry either positive or a negative charge with them. Particles of different substances have different sizes. The smaller particles can move faster than the larger particles at the same temperature. As the temperature rises, the particles possess more energy and they move around faster. So in case of any matter, liquids or gases or solids, what happens is when the temperature of that substance is increased, the particles which is inside the substance, they gain energy and they move around faster. In a solid, the particles are very close and they can only vibrate about fixed positions. In a liquid, the particles are further apart and they have more energy and they can roll. That is why liquids can flow. In a gas, the particles are very far apart and they move very fast and randomly in all space they can find. Change of state. Now we know that water as a liquid can change to solid or it can change to vapor form. As we change the temperature, as we heat, water will change from one form to the other. If you freeze water, it will turn into ice. If you heat water or you boil it, it will turn into water vapor or steam.